You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here with Congressman Lewis, John Lewis, who is talking to us about his new book, March, a powerful book, a powerful life you've lived, inspiration through and through. People talk about the Black Lives Matter movement all the time and say, that's not something Martin Luther King would have done. That's not how he would have handled it. Martin Luther King wouldn't be proud. You knew Martin Luther King Jr. You were out there marching. When you see Black Lives Matter, what are the things that you commend? And I guess then afterwards we'll talk about what are the things where you think they can improve.
But many of the young people that have taken part in the Black Lives Matter movement are reading March. We had a young lady in Louisiana who read the book, and she emerged as one of the leaders there. She marched. She got arrested and went to jail. But when the police officer murdered, or when the young man was murdered, she had a vigil for the young Black man and for the police officers. March is a blueprint. It is a roadmap. It's for now. It is for the future. We are saying to the young people of America and the young people of the world, you know, in London, there is a unbelievable movement growing there of Black Lives Matter. It's spreading all across America. And I think Martin Luther King Jr. would be very proud to see young African American, young white American, young Latinos and Asian American and Native American coming together to say no to racism, no to hate, that we must disarm hate and create what he called the beloved community and redeem the soul of America. And in doing so, maybe we can help redeem the soul of the world and save this little planet.
For people who are fundamentally opposed to Black Lives Matter, people who say the movement itself inspires hate. You know, why are things being broken? Why are there marches where people are burning things down? You were a founder of the SNCC, which was a student council that was specifically designed around nonviolence. That was an important distinction that you had to make. I've always been fascinated as to why you made that distinction.
Well, we studied. We prepared ourselves. We studied the life and teaching of Gandhi. We studied Thoreau and civil disobedience. We studied about what was happening in South Africa. We heard about Mandela, Abolatula, and others. And we accepted the way of nonviolence as a way of life, as a way of living. You know, during the 60s, I was arrested 40 times. And since I've been in Congress, another 5 times. And I'm probably going to get arrested again for something else. but you have to be prepared to say, you may beat me. You may arrest me and throw me in jail. I almost died on that bridge for the right to vote. I gave a little blood, but other people gave their lives.
When you say that, there are some people in the community who say, I'm tired of giving my blood. I'm tired of having our blood spilt. And then there are a few who say, I'm going to act against those who spill the blood. How do you speak to those people who have a lot of pain, who have a lot of anger, who have a lot of fear? How do you speak to them then?
We must not be afraid. We must be hopeful. We must be optimistic. We must never hate. As Dr. King would say, hate is too heavy a burden to bear. You know, we cannot create a society at peace with itself, with us hating each other, putting each other down. In March, book one, book two, and now book three, tell the story of how another generation of young people, I remember so well the first time I got arrested and went to jail. I was 20 years old, and I wanted to look good. We heard we were gonna make you get arrested and go to jail. I wanted a new suit. I had very little money. So I went to a used men's store in downtown Nashville and bought a suit with a vest. I paid $5 for this suit. And I looked really sharp in that suit. I really looked clean and fresh. And if I had that suit today, I probably could sell it on eBay for a lot of money.
The movement has changed. The world changes. You were there. I mean, part of what you were marching for is what resulted in the Voting Rights Act of 1965 coming to fruition. Was there a part of you that thought you had done your job? You're like, this is it. Racism's done.
No, never. It's an ongoing struggle. Our struggle is not a struggle that lasts for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, or a few years. It is a struggle of a lifetime, maybe many lifetimes, but you must give it all. And that's why our book, March, is saying that we must continue to move our feet, continue to push and pull, not just to make America better, but to make our planet a little better.
There are people who say America is great. America no longer has problems with racism. America is done. There are people who are working against the Voter Rights Act, saying that it's no longer 65. There are no more dogs and fire hoses. These rules do not need to be in place anymore. Why do you still need these
no,
rules?
No, I would disagree. America is great, and we can make America greater, but we still have problems. When you have states, whether it's North Carolina, or Texas, or some other places, trying to make it harder and more difficult. That's why the courts a few days ago acted. They want to take us back, but we've come too far, made too much progress to go back. I've said over and over again that the vote is precious. It is almost sacred. It's the most powerful, nonviolent instrument or tool that we have in a democratic society. We should make it easy and simple for everybody to participate.
Powerful words. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I cannot recommend this book enough. It is fascinating. It is a novel that takes you through a beautiful story. It's a biography. It is a comic book. It is a graphic illustration. It is everything in one. March, book three, is available now. Congressman John Lewis, everyone.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.